弟兄姊妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
感谢主，我们再有一次交通的机会。
We thank the Lord that once more we have an opportunity to have fellowship.
我们在交通以前先有个祷告。
Before we have this fellowship, let's have a word of prayer.
天父，我们感谢你实在恩待我们。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for you've been truly gracious to us.
我们每一次能够聚集都是你的恩典。
Every time we gather together, it is your grace.
也是你用大能的手托住我们。
And it is your mighty hand that is uplifting us.
也是你用无穷的供应来供应我们。
And it is you who has given us limitless provisions.
你的丰富是无法测透的。
Your abundance cannot be fully understood.
我们只有无依无靠地向你支取的时候，我们才略略地看见。
It is only when we come before you helplessly to reach for these provisions that we can see a little bit.
但愿今天我们在你面前聚集的时候，
We pray that today as we gather before you,
你再一次向我们显现，
You one more time appear to us,
向我们说话，
Speak to us,
触摸我们的心，
Touch our heart,
供应我们，
Provide for us,
扶持我们，
Support us,
带领我们
，Guide us。
求主的宝血在为我们画明界限。
Pray that your precious blood draw the line for us。
使我们在你面前坦然无惧。
So that we may boldly come before you。
使我们可以与你交通。
So that we can have fellowship with you。
也使我们能够与众圣徒在你面前交通。
So that we can have fellowship before you with all saints。
我们谢谢你给我们这样的机会。
We thank you for giving us this opportunity.
我们也求你堵住我们身上的破口。
And we ask you to stop any gap that is on us.
不叫我们遇见试探。
So that we may not meet temptation.
救我们脱离凶恶。
And deliver us from the evil.
求你的圣灵大大的充满我们。
Pray that your Holy Spirit fill us.
充满说话的，充满翻译的，也充满一同坐在主面前领受主话语的。
Fill the one who is speaking, fill the one who is translating, and fill all those who are seated before you to receive your words.
照着你的旨意，照着我们的光景，丰富的供应给我们。
According to your will, according to our state, to provide abundantly for us.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我们请看两处的圣经，第一处在哥林多后书第四章。
Let's read two passages from the scripture. The first one at 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
我们从第一节一直到第六节。
Let's read verse 1 through 6.
我们既然蒙怜悯，受了这职分，就不上当。
Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart.
乃将那些暧昧可耻的事弃绝了，不行诡诈。不谬讲神的道理，只将真理表明出来，好在神面前把自己建于个人的良心。
But we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God.
如果我们的福音蒙蔽，就是蒙蔽在灭亡的人身上。
But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing.
此等不幸之人被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们。基督本是神的像。
Whose mind the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them.
我们原不是传自己，乃是传基督耶稣为主，并且自己因耶稣做你们的仆人。
For we have not preached ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake.
那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神，已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
再请看哥林多后书第一章第三到 十四节。
Let's now look at 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
Chapter 1.
Chapter 1.
Verse 3 to 3到14节。
Let's read verse 3 through 14.
愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神，就是发慈悲的父，是各样安慰的神。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort.
我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰，去安慰那遭各样患难的人。
Who comforts us in all our tribulations, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God.
我们既多受基督的苦楚，就靠基督多得安慰。
For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounds through Christ.
我们受患难呢，是为叫你们得安慰、得拯救。我们得安慰呢，也是为叫你们得安慰。这安慰能叫你们忍受我们所受的那样苦楚。
Now, if we are afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effective and enduring the same sufferings which we also suffer. Or if we are comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation.
我们为你们所存的盼望是确定的，因为知道你们既是同受苦楚，也必同得安慰。
And our hope for you is steadfast, because we know that as you are partaker of the sufferings, so also you will partake of consolation.
弟兄们，我们不要你们不晓得，我们从前在亚细亚遭遇苦难，被压太重，力不能胜，甚至连活命的指望都绝了。
For we do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened beyond measure, above strength, so that we despair even of life.
自己心里也断定是必死的，叫我们不靠自己，只靠叫死人复活的神。
Yes, we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead.
他曾救我们脱离那极大的死亡，现在仍要救我们，并且我们指望他将来还要救我们。
Who delivered us from so great a death, and does deliver us, and in whom we trust that he will still deliver us.
你们以祈祷帮助我们，好叫许多人为我们谢恩，就是为我们因许多人所得的恩。
You also helping together in prayer for us, that thanks may be given by many persons on our behalf for the gifts granted to us through many.
我们所夸的是自己的良心，见证我们凭着神的圣洁和诚实，在世为人不靠人的聪明，乃靠神的恩惠，像你们更是这样。
For our boasting is this, the testimony of our conscience, that we conducted ourselves in the world in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God and more abundantly toward you.
我们现在写给你们的话，并不外乎你们所念的、所认识的。我们也盼望你们到底还是要认识。
For we are not writing any other things to you than what you read or understand. Now I trust you will understand even to the end.
正如你们已经有几分认识我们，以我们夸口，好像我们在我们主耶稣的日子以你们夸口一样。
As also you have understood us in part, that we are your boast as you also are ours in the day of the Lord Jesus.
在我生长的环境里，
In the environment where I grew up,
地震和台风是常常会发生的。
Earthquakes and typhoons often happen.
我记得有一次，我结婚之后哈，我记得我结婚之后，那个我们家的主卧室放了一个，就安装了一个冷气，那个是窗型的冷气。
I remember after I got married, in our master bedroom, there is a window unit, an air conditioner, that's a window unit.
那冷气是蛮重的。
The air conditioner was very heavy.
而且那个 那个冷气的那个放冷气那个口跟冷气是差不多大小的，没有什么缝隙。
And the window, the space in the window where we put the air conditioner is about the same size as the air conditioner, so there wasn't much empty space.
但是呢，有一次台风发生的时候。
But one time when the typhoon came.
那风不晓得怎么吹的，就把那冷气哈从那个窗那个上面哈就吹到我们的床上去了。
I don't know what happened, but the wind was so strong that it blew the air conditioner onto our bed.
还好我们人不在床上啊。
Fortunately, we were not on the bed.
这人如果在床上的话，那后果就不晓得怎么样了。
If we were on the bed, then we cannot imagine the consequence.
还一次我高中在准备考大学的时候。
And one time when I was in high school preparing to take the college entrance exam.
那正那个晚上开夜车在准备那个将要的面临的大考试。
I was studying all night to prepare for the test.
那正好呢，那天晚上呢是台风夜。
And that night was the night when the typhoon came.
那我家那个住的房子呢，是算是土房子。
My the house that I lived in was made of mud.
对，泥土。
It was made of mud.
它那个是这样的哈，它是个大概不到一公尺的这个高的这高度呢，是下面是砖。
About one feet above the ground, it was all bricks underneath.
然后这个砖以上呢，全部都是用土在里面把它叠起来的。
And above the bricks, it is all piled together with mud.
然后土的外面呢，就是这些什么石灰啊，这些上面。那而且我们家那个房子哈，很受那个蚂蚁的照顾。
And our house was often visited by ants.
特别什么那个白蚁啊。
Especially the white ants.
它把我们家那个柱子哈。
Termites.
啊，把我们家那个柱子啊，都吃空了。
The termites has eaten away the supporting columns in the house.
那屋顶呢，几十年了都没有换过了。
And the roof hasn't been replaced for several decades.
所以在那个台风的时候哈，你知道，你如果没有，就是说他在吹风的时候，你如果没有在场的话，你不觉得他的厉害。
If when the typhoon blow over, if you're not personally there, then you cannot imagine its effect.
但是那个吹的时候呢，我是面着窗子，然后就听到那个风声了，咻咻咻在那一直叫。
And when the typhoon came, I was facing the window, so I can hear the wind blowing over.
那个感觉呢，那个屋顶是要掀掉的。
It feels as if the roof was going to be lifted.
感觉那个房子呢是靠不住的。
It feels as if the house can no longer stand.
等到第二天我去上学的时候。
The next day when I went to school.
我坐在车上经过的地方。
As the car passed the different areas.
我发现因为我们那个很多高压电线哈，高压电线那个它那个是用那个算是铁架，那种很高的那种铁架。架起来的很高的。
And when I saw those tall towers of electrical wires.
那个下面是很宽的，上面是窄窄的。
The base is very wide, and then the top is very skinny.
那个照理讲是非常非常的稳的。
It's supposed to be very sturdy.
但是我经过的时候，我看的就是一个一个的麻花，你知道麻花就是我们中国人吃那个麻花，这样卷起来，你知道。
And as I was passing by, I saw that one after another, they were all twisted.
哇，那个是非常可怕的。
That is very scary.
当然，最近我们在纽奥尔良，新奥尔良的那个是更厉害的。
But what happened in recently in New Orleans is even worse.
所以整个城呢，差不多都毁掉。
The entire city was destroyed.
所以你知道这个台风很厉害。
So you see, the typhoon, the tornado, hurricane is very strong.
当我们看到是这个物质这一方面的。
But only what we see is only material.
但是当人遇到苦难的时候，就好像经过台风一样。
But when man is faced with afflictions, it is as if we're going through a typhoon.
尤其是那个强烈的苦难临到我们的时候，好像是一个强烈的台风在那攻击我们一样。
especially when strong afflictions come onto us, it is as if we are attacked by the typhoon.
在那个时候啊, 你所盼望的就是能够平安啊。
At that time, what you hope for is peace.
因为我记得我们那个, 我那我妈妈他们都很担心那个屋顶啊, 就被掀了, 然后呢, 雨呢就进来了, 什么东西, 而且呢, 怕这个什么, 别的地方的东西吹过来, 往屋顶上一砸下来呢, 就砸穿了。
My mother was very afraid that the ceiling would be lifted and the rain would pour in, or some other object would blow over and make this hole and just fall through the roof.
平常你都不觉得平安有什么了不起啊?
Under normal times, you don't think peace is a big deal.
但在那个时候呢, 你真的是不知道你会不会有平安的。
But at that time, you don't know whether or not you would have peace.
所以在像在那种 那种环境的艰难的时候呢，你实在是需要平安。
Under those difficult circumstances, you truly need peace.
而且呢，盼望呢有安慰。
And you hope to have comfort.
甚至呢有拯救。
And even to have salvation.
或者呢还有喜乐。
Or to even have joy.
这喜乐变得很奢侈的东西了。
Joy all of becomes of a luxury item.
我想在交通 安慰、拯救跟喜乐之前呢，要先交通另外一个东西。
Before we can talk about comfort and salvation and joy, we have to first of all talk about something else.
因为我们刚才读的两段圣经里面都提到一件事情。
Because the two passages that we just read both mentioned.
就是我们的良心。
It mentioned our conscience.
那个保罗说呢，他说我在世为人哈，都是凭着良心。
Paul said that I live on this earth by my conscience.
但是呢, 他是在神面前, 行事为人, 都凭着良心。
But for him, it is his conduct and his person before God. He acted by his conscience.
我想凭着良心对有许多人讲并不是什么了不起的事情。
I think living according to your conscience may not be a big deal for some people.
但是对一个 蒙恩得救、经历主救恩的人呢，良心是一个很重要的东西。
But for someone who is saved by grace, who lives, who's living by the grace, then this conscience is a very important thing.
在我们没有得救以前，我们都觉得我们也是凭着良心做事情。
Before we were saved, we often think that we also live and act by our conscience.
可是呢，我们的良心跟 神所定规的基督徒的良心呢，有一段距离。
But our own conscience and the conscience that is set by God for Christians, there is still a great distance between the two.
不过很可惜，就是我还没有信主的时候呢，我看不出来那个距离。
But unfortunately, before I believed, I could not see that difference, the distance.
直到我蒙恩得救之后，我才发现，我以前凭着良心。 跟蒙恩得救之后凭着良心是大不相同的。
It was only after I was saved by grace that I realized that my conscience before I was saved compared to the one after I was saved, they were very different.
从圣经很清楚地告诉我们，我们在没有得救以前，我们这一个人是死的，是在一个死亡的状态底下。
The scripture clearly tells us that before we were saved, us as a person was in a state of death.
它既然在死亡的状况底下呢，就特别指的是那个灵啊，灵跟神的关系呢，是处于断绝的死亡的状态。
In a state of death, the spirit and God there is no connection between the two.
所以既然是死亡，死亡呢就是不会有感觉了，不会有反应。
To be dead means that you have no reaction, you have no feeling.
所以就是说，就算是那个有良心呢，但是常常呢也不准确。
Then even if you have a conscience, it may not be correct.
特别是如果是我们压抑那个良心哈，在起头在我们身上的那个呼声的时候，以后那个良心的感觉呢就麻痹了。
Especially if we oppress the crying of the conscience at the beginning, then afterwards the conscience will become numb.
有许多人也许从来没听过福音。
Perhaps many people have never heard of the gospel.
可是如果他顺着那个良心在他身上的带领的话, 他其实不会离神太远。
But if he follows the guidance of the conscience, then he will not be too far away from God.
因为当我们回想的时候, 我们回想我们第一次做那个不好的事情的时候, 我们那个心里哈, 那个震动是多强烈。
If we can remember the first time we did something bad, how shaken was our heart?
但是我们如果是强力把它压下来之后呢, 以后那感觉就慢慢就迟钝。
But if we oppress that feeling, then eventually that feeling will become numb.
那个第一次做得罪神的事情的时候呢, 那个时候呢, 其实是神把那个律法的功用放在我们的良心里面。
The first time we do something that offends God, that is when God places the work of the law in our conscience.
但是如果我们一直压下来之后呢, 那个良心的感觉就感觉不到。
But if we continuously oppress it, then the feeling from the conscience, we can no longer feel it.
所以呢, 因为我们尤其是年纪越来越大, 许多 得罪神的事情呢，就不知不觉做的越来越多。
For those of us who are getting older and older, then we do more and more things that offend God.
所以甚至到一个地步呢，连得罪神的都不觉得是得罪神。
To a point that when we offend God, we may no longer feel that we're offending God.
我知道有很多人很好，但我呢，不是这么好。
I know many people are very good, but I am not so good.
因为我到二十几岁的时候呢，我的心已经像石头一样。
Because when I was 20 some years old, my heart was like a rock.
也就是说那个良心的感觉已经失去了那个知觉了。That
means that my conscience had already lost its sensitivity.
神所定罪的事情我完全看不出来。I
can no longer see the things that God considers as sin.
就是你明明跟我讲，我都不觉得它是。But
and even if you clearly tell me it is, I no longer see it as it is.
所以当我看圣经说 哦，我们以前是死在罪恶过半当中。我承认，我就是在那个样子。
Therefore, when I see that the Scripture tells us that in the past we were dead in our sin, I admit that that was my state.
但是，当蒙恩得救之后
，However, after you're saved by grace,
耶稣基督的宝血有一个重大的功能。
There is a great work of the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
就洗净我们的良心。
And that is, it cleanses our conscience.
叫你的良心呢，重新有能够恢复的它，就是说在神面前无罪的，就是没有犯罪的那个知觉。
So that the conscience can return to the feeling before all the sinfulness.
这是非常宝贵的事情。
That is a very precious thing.
这也是我亲身经历的事情。
And that is also something that I personally experienced.
我得救之后，有一天，我突然觉得，我怎么会有感觉了？
After I was saved, one day, all of a sudden, I felt, how come I have feelings again?
我也从来不会感动的事情，怎么现在会有感动？
Before, things that would never touch me, how can I be moved?
最让我意外的事情，那个良心呢，让我知道什么样是得罪神。
The most surprising thing is the conscience taught me what are the things that offend God.
不需要别人告诉我。
You don't need anyone else to tell you.
我记得有一次我在 办公室在上班的时候，I
remember one time I was working in the office.
我一个同事他还没信主，但是呢，他很喜欢跟我开玩笑。I
have a colleague who did not believe yet, but he likes to joke with me.
因为我们没有信主的时候，我们的嘴巴是爱怎么讲就怎么讲。Because
before we believed, our mouth would say whatever we like.
但信主之后，经历了主一些的生命上的功课之后呢，就不能乱讲。
But after we believe, after we've learned some lessons of life, we learn that we cannot just speak anything we like.
所以很多话呢，知道，但是不讲。
Therefore, many things we know, but we do not speak.
因为神不要我说那个话。
Because God does not want me to speak those words.
所以很多话呢，就不讲了。
Therefore, many words will not come out.
但别人讲的时候呢，你不能跟他回的。
And others, when they say it, you cannot argue back with them.
那有时候哈，因为其实我们不是不懂那些东西。
Many times it is not that we don't understand these things.
因为我们可以用的词和句哈减少了。
But because the words that we can use have been diminished.
人家把你看笨。
Others think that you're foolish, you're stupid.
人家觉得你比较那个迟钝。
People think that you're dumb, you're a bit slow.
因为他可以讲的你不能讲。
Because what he can say, you cannot.
对，你不能以牙还牙。
You cannot return a teeth for a teeth.
你不能他诡诈你，你也用诡诈回去啊。
You cannot return deceitfulness for deceitfulness.
哎呀，这个你知道，这个在人和人之间对答哈是变得很困难的。
And therefore, when you're arguing, talking back and forth, it becomes very difficult.
那个时候呢，那个同事就一直跟我开玩笑，一直开玩笑，一直开玩笑。
And then my colleague would continuously joke with me.
那我一直防守，一直防守，一直防守。
And then I would defend.
但是防到最后呢，防不住。
But you would defend to the end, and you can no longer defend.
所以我就说了一句呢不准确的话。
And then I said something that was incorrect.
不是骂人的话。
I did not curse at him.
也不是伤人的话。
I did not. It was not something that would hurt others.
这个不准确，特别在神面前，在神面前不准确的东西。
It is something that is incorrect before God.
那个是给我印象非常的深刻。
It left such a deep impression on me.
我也觉得很奇妙哈，他就是在跟我开玩笑，开玩笑。等到我讲出那个不准确的话之后，他就不开玩笑了。
I also thought it was very amazing. He would joke with me until I said something that was incorrect, and then he would no longer joke with me.
这好像是撒旦的诡计，就是说要逼你犯罪啊，就逼逼逼逼了，哎，你真的犯罪了，再见。
It was as if the Satan was tempting you to commit sin, and he would continuously tempt you until you sin, and once you committed the sin, he would say bye.
对啊，他就逼我说出来之后，他就走了。
And he forced me to say those words, and then he left.
他没事，我有事啊。
He left as if nothing happened, but it was something happened to me.
我那句话一说出来，就好像一根针的就插到我的心里面去，它很痛啊。
As soon as I said those words, it was as if a needle had thrusted into my heart. It was very hurtful.
那痛的感觉说不出来，很痛。
The painfulness was, it was so painful that you cannot even describe it.
然后从心里难过一直到这个耳根啊，整个人都发红啊。
And you feel so uncomfortable from your heart all the way to your ears that your whole face is red.
这不是以前的我啊。
That is not the old me.
我以前说谎不用打草稿的。
Before, I don't even need to draft when I lie.
明明说谎人家看不出来的。
And when I lie, no one can tell.
你知道，人家说你看人家说谎不说谎，看他眼睛也可能看得出来。
People say that whether or not you if you want to know someone is lying, you should look into their eyes.
但比较高段的，连眼睛都看不出来啊。
But if you are very crafty, then you can't even tell by looking into other people's eyes.
我觉得我练的功也靠近那个样子啊。
I felt that my skillfulness in lying was close to that.
因为长相看起来。不是很让人家觉得会说谎的样子。
Because if you look at my face, I don't look like someone who would lie.
所以运用这个天然的优势啊，所以就说谎的时候呢，就他觉得啊，真的是这样子。
Therefore, you use that to your advantage, and others would not realize when you're lying.
但怎么现在变成这个样子呢
？How did I change so much?
因为这个如果跟以前的说谎比起来是。完全是够不上那个标准的。
Because if you compare what I did to the lies that I used to tell, it doesn't compare.
但是我在神面前不认罪不悔改就过不去。
But I cannot get past if I do not repent and confess my sin before the Lord.
这是神在我良心里面的工作。
That is the work, that is God's work in my conscience.
我其实还跟神争吵，我说是他开始的，不是我自己主动的。
I would argue with the Lord at first to say he's the one who started. It was I did not proactively do it.
那神不管这个。
But God doesn't care.
我做出来就做出来了。
I did what I did.
我里面不够清洁是真的。
It is true that I am not pure enough inside.
所以呢，我有多一个机会呢，让仇敌呢可以把我里面的不清洁呢刺激出来。
I left an opportunity for the enemy to stimulate the impurity in me out.
所以呢，我必须悔改。
Therefore, I must repent.
不但悔改，我还要跟对方道歉。
Not only do I have to repent, I also have to apologize to the other person.
这个真不划算啊。
This is truly not working out.
但是我真的悔改了，我也真的跟对方道歉了，神就做工。
But I truly repented and I truly apologized to the other person, and then God began His work.
而且呢，很奇妙，几个月之后他得救了。
And very amazingly, several months afterwards, he was saved.
而且呢，这个得救的姊妹呢，她以后她良心在神面前也很注意。
And the sister who was saved, her conscience before God, she very much paid attention to that.
我想。我们真正经历你才知道你怎么样是对神对人你在神面前行事为人都是靠着良心
We can only know through our personal experience how we can conduct ourselves by our conscience before God and before men
而且这个良心呢使得就是一个无亏的良心是个好的良心
And that is a good conscience, a blameless conscience
因为良心在我们这个人身上有很重大的功能
Because the conscience has a great work on us.
常常我们不知道什么是在神面前称义不称义或者是公义的问题。
We do not know what is righteous before God.
只要你的良心有被撒旦控告的机会，你公义一定有问题。
If your conscience can be accused by the Satan, then your righteousness also has a problem.
只要你的良心在神面前不能够把你带到神的宝座前，你称义在神面前就有问题。
If your conscience cannot bring you before God's throne, then your righteousness before God has a problem.
因为你良心的光景，就是影响你是不是能够在神面前自由的出入。
Because the state of your conscience affects whether or not you have a free way before God.
希伯来书第十章告诉我们说。主耶稣的宝血洗净我们的良心。
Hebrews chapter 10 tells us that the precious blood of Jesus cleanses our conscience.
我们的良心被洗净之后，就可以存着诚实的心，就是真实的心和充足的信心来到神的面前。
It is only after our conscience has been purified that we can go before God with abundant faith.
只要你良心有一个被控告的机会，你发现你到神面前去祷告，你就有障碍。
If you find that there is any opportunity for your conscience to be accused, then you will have obstacle as you go before the Lord to pray.
但一旦你良心是清洁的，是好的，你在神面前自由的出入都没有问题。
But if your conscience is good and pure, then you can go freely before God.
所以不要忽略良心的问题。
Therefore, do not ignore the issues of the conscience.
不要允许还有一个东西在你心里，在那里一直控告你，或者一直在那里辖制你。
Do not allow something to constantly accuse you or control you inside.
你要在神面前，如果这是一个得罪神的事情，需要认罪的。就要真正的谦卑的彻底的认罪
If that is something that offends God then you must repent completely and humbly before him
彻底的悔改在主的面前
To completely repent before God
使得你在神面前呢你到神面前去完全没有拦阻
So that as you go before God there is no obstacle
上次我们提到说你的祷告要能够透也就是要你在神面前呢，要祷告到你遇见神为止。
Last time we talked about how when you go before the Lord to pray, it has to be complete. You have to pray until you meet God.
你要祷告到神对你所需要祷告的东西有回应为止。
You have to pray until God responds to what you are praying about.
你要祷告到神有带领，神有工作为止。
You have to pray until God gives you guidance and God does His work.
但如果良心有问题。
But if your conscience has an issue, has a problem,
有什么机会能达到?
And then what opportunity do you have to achieve this?
良心可以受控告，你怎么能够坦然无惧到神面前?
If your conscience can be accused, then how can you boldly go before God?
你怎么得着你所想要得着的?
How can you receive what you want to receive?
你怎么敢向神大大的张口开来祈求
How do you dare to open your mouth to ask the Lord for things?
但一旦你的良心在神面前是无亏的，是清洁的。
If your conscience is blameless and pure,
你不要觉得你求的太大。
Do not be afraid that what you're asking for is too big.
在神面前你可以自由的祈求。
You can freely ask before God.
你自由的跟神支取你所需要。
You can freely ask God to receive from him what you need.
所以良心很直接的影响到我们在神面前的光景。
Therefore, conscience very directly affects our state before God.
如果你的良心出问题，
If your conscience has a problem,
你在灵里面跟神的互动都出问题，
then your interaction in your spirit with God also has a problem.
因为如果良心有问题，你连灵里面的直觉功能呢，你都不准了。
Because if your conscience has a problem, then the feeling in your spirit is no longer accurate.
那个直觉呢，就是让你能够知道神有带领。
That intuition is to let you know that God has His guidance.
那神已经借着良心告诉你，你这边需要悔改，你偏偏不悔改。
If God through your conscience has already told you that you need to repent in this, and you still do not,
那神怎么把你积极的带到神要带你去的地方？
Then how can God actively bring you to where He wants to bring you?
所以这是很严重的事情。
Therefore, this is a very serious matter.
良心出问题，连与神的交通都出问题。
If your conscience has a problem, then your fellowship with God will also have a problem.
我们常常说我们要从神那里得着启示。
We often say that we want to receive revelation from God.
启示其实有一面呢，也是交通里面得来的。
One aspect of revelation comes from our fellowship with God.
一旦这个神说这个地方你需要在神面彻底的对付，那你不对付。
But if God tells you that you need to deal with this one aspect and you do not,
你怎么能够明白神的心意？
Then how can you understand what is God's will?
虽然我们常常说，主啊，让我明白，让我明白，但是还是不能明白。
We often say, Lord, let me understand, but we still do not.
因为有障碍在前面。
Because there are obstacles in the front.
所以良心直接影响到我们在神面前灵里面的生活。
Therefore, conscience directly affects our spiritual life before God.
良心也影响我们的信心。
And conscience also affects our faith.
在提摩太前书第一章。
In 1 Timothy chapter 1.
说有人呢，他呢，丢弃良心。
It says that someone has cast away their conscience.
良心告诉他，这个是得罪神的。
The conscience has already told him that this offends God.
良心告诉他，回头吧，回头吧。
The conscience has already told him to turn back.
不要再下去了。
Do not continue along this path.
但是这个人呢，他就是不理，再不理，又不理。
And then this person continuously ignores it.
他丢弃了良心之后，他这个人的信心哈，好像一条船一样。
And after he had cast away his conscience, then his faith is like a boat.
但这条船呢，破了一个大洞。
But there is a hole in this boat.
他想要信心增长。
He wants to build up his faith.
信心其实不是在我们身上。
However, faith is not on us.
信心是在主那里。
Faith is from God.
信心，我们信心的度量到丰满的时候，是像神儿子的信心这么大。
When our faith grows to a point of abundance, then it is as big, as full as the faith of God's Son.
但是如果一旦这颗船呢是破洞的，
However, when this boat has a hole,
把它放到水里面去呢，这水是进到船里面去的。
And when you put it in water, then the water will get into the boat.
所以我们的良心如果有了破洞，
Therefore, if our conscience has a hole,
什么东西都可以进到我们里面来。
Then anything can come into our heart.
所以呢，即使我们要说，哎呀，主啊，你使我的信心长大，长大也长不大。
And even if we ask the Lord, Lord, allow my faith to grow, it cannot grow.
因为我刚讲，良心是关乎诚意的东西。
Because I just said conscience is related to righteousness.
那称义呢，关乎生命的东西。
And righteousness is related to life.
所以马太福音第五章说，你要饥渴慕义。
Therefore, in the Gospel book of Matthew, chapter 5, it says that you should thirst after righteousness.
啊，饥渴慕义的人有福了。
It says, blessed are those who thirst after righteousness.
他必得饱足。
He will be filled, he will be fulfilled.
所以你发现义不是个客观的东西。
Therefore, you see, righteousness is not something that is subjective.
它是生命的需要。
It is necessary, for life.
它不是你爱吃不吃的。
It is not something that you can take in whether or not you can take in whenever you like it.
不是你选择性的东西。
It is not optional.
是必须的东西。
It is necessary.
你吃了之后，你生命才能长大。
Only after you eat it can your faith grow, can your life grow.
但是良心出问题，生命怎么长大？
But if consciousness has a problem, then how can life grow?
良心出问题，信心怎么成长？
If your consciousness has a problem, then how can your faith grow?
我们这个破的船放到水里面去，水总是进去，怎么，你怎么能够往前去呢？
If you put a boat with a hole in water, then water will get into the boat, then how can you go forward?
所以那个船最终还是要沉下去的。
And then at the end, ultimately the boat will sink.
所以你看良心多么重要。
So now do you see how important conscience is?
这还是只在平常的情况底下。
And this is only under normal circumstances.
你知道彼得他写在他写彼得前后书的时候。
You know, Peter, when he wrote 1st and 2nd Peter,
那个彼得前后书所提给我们的许多的那个状况啊，都是很艰难的状况。
Many conditions that were described in those two epistles, those are very difficult circumstances.
那个状况呢，都叫我们凭着自己没有办法走过去的。
And those conditions are under which you cannot walk by yourself.
那彼得在提这些，叫我们经过这些状况的时候呢，也特别提醒我们要注意良心的问题。
And Peter, as he talked about going through these circumstances, he reminded us to pay attention to conscience.
他说：“你如果为叫良心能够对得住神。
”He said, "If you are your conscience can face God."
你良心在神面前没有问题。
If your conscience does not have any issue before God,
那你就有能力能够受冤屈的苦。
And then you will have the ability to receive unfair persecutions.
所以人家误会你，你不怕的。
So if others libel against you, you're not afraid.
人家故意苦待你，你也不怕的。
And if others intentionally persecute you, then you're not afraid.
因为你的良心在神面前是被神称许的。
Because your conscience before God is something that is accepted by God.
所以你看，好像这个良心在我们身上是一个很大的一个支柱。
So therefore, you see, conscience is a great column in us.
一个人刚强不刚强，不是看外面。
Whether or not someone has strength, you cannot see from outside.
一个人刚强不刚强，是从里面开始的。
Whether or not someone has strength, it begins from inside.
他里面如果很刚强，
if he is very strong inside,
他就有能力去面对艰难的环境。
And then he will have the ability to face difficult conditions.
不是你才华多少，
it is not how much intelligence you have.
不是你能力多少，
it is not how much ability you have.
是你这一个人怎么活在神的面前。
It is how you as a person live before God.
你这个人可以活在，知道怎么好好的活在神面前，你就有办法能够活在人所没有办法忍受的人的当中。
If you can live before God, then you will learn to live among people who are insufferable.
而且良心呢，也影响我们能不能经历神的爱。
And conscience also affects whether or not we can experience God's love.
在提摩太前书第一章第五节说，
In 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5 says,
命令的总归就是爱。
It says that the greatest commandment is love. That the purpose of the commandment is love.
这爱呢，是从清洁的心、无愧的良心、
无伪的信心生出来。
And this is a love that is from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from sincere faith.
如果我们的良心出了问题，
If our conscience has a problem,
即使神的爱很丰富地临到我们，
Even if God's abundant love comes upon us,
我们还是觉得神不爱我们。
We still feel as if God does not love us.
因为我们已经失去了那个可以体会、可以知道的那样的一个感受的那个器官。
Because that organ that helps us to understand, to be able to feel that love, is not there.
所以良心在我们身上是非常非常非常的重要。
Therefore, conscience is very, very important on us.
在面对环境的时候，良心成为你里面的重要的支撑。
When you're facing a difficult conditions, then your conscience becomes a very important support in you.
而且呢，保罗说呢，他侍奉神呢，是带着清洁的良心来侍奉神。
And Paul says that he serves God with a clear conscience.
所以你要服侍神，首先的条件不是你有多少的才华。
Therefore, if you want to serve God, then the first requirement is not how intelligent you are.
不是你有多少的专业知识。
It is not how much professional knowledge you have.
不是你手中有多少的技术。
It is not how much skills you have in your hand.
它第一个重要的是，你有没有清洁的良心。
The foremost, the most important thing is whether or not you have a clear conscience.
在这个世界上面不注重人的问题。
This world does not care about issues of men.
这个世界上所注重的是人的才华。
This world cares about a person's ability.
所以常常有这样话说，只要他会做事，这个人好不好没关系。
Therefore, there's a saying that says, as long as this person can do work, then it doesn't matter whether or not he is a good person.
但是你仔细地读圣经，
But if you clearly read the scripture,
神的次序跟人的看法大不相同。
Then God's order and men's opinion are very different.
神是先看这个人在神面前能不能够让神悦纳。
God first of all looks at whether or not this is a person that is acceptable before God.
如果这个人让神能够悦纳，他所做的，神就照单全收。
Then if this person is acceptable before God, then whatever he does, God will completely accept.
如果这一个人在神面前不能够蒙神悦纳，
If this is a person who is not pleasing, who is not acceptable before God,
他即使很会做，也做得很多。
But even if he knows he can do great work and he does much work,
但是在神看来都没有做。
But in God's eyes, he has done nothing.
不止没有做，还做了很多破坏的工作。
Not only did he not do anything, he did work of destruction.
所以清洁的良心侍奉神是一件很重要的事情。
Therefore, to serve God with a clear conscience is a very important thing.
你想，如果是一个良心不清洁的他来服侍神，
If you do not serve God with a clear conscience,
他在神面前的判断出问题。
And his judgment before God becomes an issue.
他在神面前受引导出问题。
Then his guidance, God's guidance on him, it becomes a problem.
他在神面前与神的交通出问题。
He has a problem having fellowship with God.
他的侍奉能做出什么东西？
Then what can his service do?
所以清洁的良心是侍奉上面一个首先重要的东西。
Therefore, to have a clear conscience is the foremost important thing in service.
也是我们天天在神面前生活有能力的重要的东西。
And that is also an important thing for us to have a powerful living before God.
如果你希望在神面前有力量，
If you want to have strength before God,
你就不要允许你的良心有破口。
And then you should not allow your conscience to have any gap.
这不是说我们这一个人天生不会犯罪。
This is not to say that we as men will naturally not sin.
而是当我们
在不知道什么情况底下做出得罪神的事情的时候。
But when we unconsciously offend God,
我们不要轻易的把它放过去。
We do not easily let it go.
一定要让神除去我们良心上的破口。
We must allow God to get rid of the gap in our conscience.
让我们能够时时刻刻来到神的面前。
So that we can constantly go before God.
所以弟兄姊妹，你有没有好的属灵生活？你的良心占了一个重要的地位。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, whether or not you have a good spiritual life, conscience takes a very important place.
不是只在那些困难的时候。
It is not only when circumstances are difficult.
在平常的时候也是这样子。
Under normal circumstances, this is also the case.
你能不能够经历圣灵丰富的引导？跟你的良心也有很大的关系。
Whether or not you can abundantly experience the guidance of the Holy Spirit, it is greatly related to your conscience.
如果我们觉得神是贫乏的，
If we think that God is ordinary,
其实不是神是贫乏的，
But it is not that God is ordinary.
是我们把神变贫乏。
It is that we turn God into ordinary.
是我们不想更多的经历神。
It is because we don't want to more abundantly experience Him.
是我们不想更多的认识神。
It is we who do not want to understand Him or know Him more.
是我们不想得到神那真正无限的供应。
It is us who do not want to receive His limitless provision.
良心是一个重要的问题。
Conscience is an important problem.
良心如果这个问题解决，
If you can resolve the problem of your conscience,
我相信我们能够受，就是我们受圣灵的引导方面呢，会容易的很多很多。
Then I believe that when we receive guidance from the Holy Spirit, it will become much easier.
你良心的问题不解决，
If you do not resolve the issue of the conscience,
圣灵在我们身上的引导，从我们的感觉是天方夜谭。
Then to have the guidance of the Holy Spirit on us, it is a myth.
但是你如果求神怜悯我们，在我良心上所有的破口通通出去。
But if you ask the Lord to have mercy on you, to get rid of all the gaps in your conscience,
你就要在很多你没有想象到的情况底下，经历圣灵直接、间接各方面的引导。
Then under circumstances that you cannot imagine, you will receive guidance from the Holy Spirit directly and indirectly.
你跟神的关系是非常的活泼、新鲜、有力量。
Then your relationship with God is very lively, very fresh, and very powerful.
而且是非常的欢喜，能够跟神常常有交通。
And very joyful because you can often have fellowship with God.
而且你很容易经历，很容易感受到神的同在。
And it is very easy for you to feel God's presence with you.
良心是一件非常重要的事情。
Conscience is a very important thing.
所以它影响我们在神面前是不是有好的祷告。
It affects whether or not we can have good prayers before God.
如果你良心问题不解决，你祷告不会再深入进步的。
If you do not resolve the problem of your conscience, then your prayer will not improve.
而且良心呢，要带领我们能够达到信心的丰满的地步。
And conscience will bring us to the abundance of faith.
所以清洁的良心使得我们能够固守信心的奥秘。
Therefore, a clear conscience helps us to hold steadfast onto the mysteries of faith.
所以使得你能够坚定地活在信心的路上。
So that you can live steadfast on the path of faith.
所以良心在我们身上的影响是非常多面性的。
Therefore, the effect of conscience on our lives has many different aspects.
是非常根本的。
It is very basic.
也是叫我们在神面前知道我们有力量，没有力量。
It also let us know whether or not we have a strength before God.
我想主今天给我的负担就是关于良心这个部分。
I think the burden that I receive from God today is regarding conscience.
我们如果有清洁的良心，
If we have a clear conscience,
我们不但能够侍奉神，
Not only can we serve God,
在神需要我们为他做见证的时候, 我们也能够做见证。
When God wants us to stand testimony for him, then we can also be witnesses.
关于侍奉神, 我提一点。
Regarding servicing God, I want to mention this point.
我们想侍奉神是不是一定做事?
Whether or not we want to serve God, serving God, is it just doing something?
要有做
It is only when you can accomplish something that is called serving God.
但是侍奉神，神给我的领受，不止在这个层面。
But what God has taught me about servicing, it is not only limited to that.
你今天只要能够顺着神在你身上的引导，参加每一个聚会，你已经在侍奉神。
If according to God's guidance, you can attend every gathering that is already servicing God.
是先参加神所定规的聚会。
It is first to join the assemblies that God has ordained.
才去做神所要我们做的事。
And then do the things that God wants us to do.
我们常常会产生一个现象，对于聚会。
There's often a condition where we look very lightly upon gatherings.
对于做事,
we are more interested, we have a little bit of interest in doing something.
但如果这个聚会没有神的同在,
but if this gathering does not have the presence of God,
如果这个聚会没有神的这个启示, 神的供应,
if this gathering does not have provision, provisioning or revelation from God, if at this gathering God is not doing what he is supposed to, what he wants to do,
那我们钦佩是应该的,
then we are supposed to look lightly upon these gatherings.
但是如果我们的聚会是神所定规的,
but if these gatherings are ordained by God,
我们今天来到聚会当中,
then when we come to these gatherings,
我们就是来接受神在我们身上的工作,
then we are receiving the work of God on us.
神必须要先在我们身上做工,
God first must first do his work on us,
才让我们这一个人为他做工,
and then he can allow us to work for him.
如果我们这一个人不能让神做工,
if we cannot allow God to do work on us,
同时我们这个人也不能为神做工,
and then at the same time, we cannot work for God.
不要太高举你的才华,
do not look so highly upon your abilities.
多年以来我看到了许多的神的奇妙的工作,
throughout many years, I've seen the amazing work of God.
神常常用那些天然没有才华的人,
God often uses those people who naturally do not have abilities.
神常常用不会说话的站讲台,
God often uses those who do not know how to speak to stand at the podium.
神常常用那些在专业上没有的, 他去做那个专业上要有的事情。
God often uses people who do not have certain professional knowledge to work in those professional areas.
不要觉得你的专业非常宝贝,
do not think that your professional knowledge is so precious.
我坦白地讲, 在神面前, 可能也算不了什么。
I will very frankly say that before God, it doesn't count as much.
这是真实的。
That is true.
这是在爱心里面说诚实话。
And that is to speak the truth in love.
没有贬低的意思。
I do not despise anyone.
就是告诉我们说什么? 神要我们先接受 他在我们身上的工作,
but to say that God wants us to first accept the work he wants to do on us.
聚会是他在我们身上做工的一个重要的部分。
Gathering is a very important part of his work on us.
我们没有聚会, 就等于我们失去了神在我们身上的做工的机会。
If we lose these gatherings, then we lose these opportunities for God to do work on us.
所以聚会本身就是一个侍奉的重要部分。
Therefore, gathering is an important component of serving God.
没有聚会, 等于你已经失去了侍奉的重要的基本。
Without gathering, you are already losing a very fundamental part of servicing.
我们都很多弟兄姊妹都养过小孩。
Many brothers and sisters here have children.
小孩很小的时候常常说, 我会, 我会, 我会。
When the children when they're small, they often say, "I can, I can."
你告诉他要做，你说你要做什么？ 他说我会。你还没讲完，他说我会。
And you ask them to do something, and even before you're finished, they say, "I can."
好，你就让他去会一下。
And then you say, "Okay, you can go do it."
就搞了一塌糊涂。
And then it'll be a mess.
我们常常这样子。
We're often like that.
我们还不知道神在我们身上要做什么。
We don't know what God wants to do on us.
我们已经觉得我们够懂了。
We already think we understand enough.
我们已经觉得我们够知道。
We think that we know enough.
我们已经觉得我们什么都可以做了。
We feel we can do anything.
缺少敬畏的心。
We lack the fearful heart.
如果你的良心在神面前是清洁的。
If your conscience is clear before God.
你要知道，神把一个敬畏的心，让你的良心特别感受得到。
God has, you know, God has given you a godly heart so you can feel your conscience.
敬畏不是一个外面的一个样子。
To be godly is not an outward appearance.
如果你里面从来没有被神震动过。
If you have never been shaken on the inside by God.
可以说你从来不知道神该怎么样敬畏他。
Then you can say that you do not know how to fear God.
你的良心从来没有在神面前被光照过。
If your conscience has never been shone upon by God,
你就不知道怎么样真正的谦卑在神的面前。
Then you do not know how to truly humble yourself before God.
你也没有办法照着神所希望你的顺服来顺服他。
And you will also not be able to obey God the way He wants you to.
你不要以为顺服神是件容易的事情。
Do not think being obedient to God is an easy thing.
良心 如果不在神面前，不是无愧的，不是清洁的，你没有可能顺服神。
If your conscience is not blameless before God, then you cannot be obedient to God.
所以，在面对艰难的环境之的时候，常常就暴露出我们良心的状况。
Therefore, when we're facing difficult circumstances, it often exposes the state of our conscience.
撒旦也找机会。 在我们的良心上找到破口，攻击我们。
And Satan is also looking for opportunities to find gaps in our conscience to attack us.
你只要有任何一个破洞，就可以让你瘫下来。
If you have a little bit of gap, then he will make you fall down.
求主帮助我们。
We ask the Lord to help us.
我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们所交通的需要你宝血的遮盖。
Lord, what we have just had fellowship about, we need your precious blood to cover it.
需要你圣灵的启示。
We need your Holy Spirit's revelation.
需要你带领我们进入一切的真理。
We need you to lead us into all truth.
需要你怜悯我们, 使我们个个在你面前都有清洁无愧的良心。
We need you to have mercy on us so that each one of us can have a clear and blameless conscience before you.
使得我们能够丰富地经历恩膏的教训。
So that we may abundantly experience the lessons from the anointment.
带领我们直到成熟的地步。
To lead us until we are mature.
求主帮助我们，怜悯我们。
Pray that the Lord will help us and have mercy on us.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.